The Canadian government's efforts to prevent British MP George Galloway from speaking in Canada were quelled on Monday, while thousands around the world watched him on a live internet broadcast from New York after he was denied entry into Canada.
They tried to stop this meeting happening this evening, but instead, 100, 1,000, 10,000 times the audience is watching this meeting this evening.
At the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, about 100 visitors came to watch the live broadcast hosted by Rabble TV.
If anything, what they did is make his words stronger, because now people are asking, who's George Galloway? What's going on? So they're actually curious to listen to exactly what he has to say. So I don't think it did anything at all.
Earlier in the day, a Canadian federal court judge denied Galloway's request to enter Canada after the Canadian Border Services Agency restricted him from entering on grounds that he was providing funding to Hamas.
It's a precedent that's never been set before. Members of British Parliament have always been allowed in, regardless of their political views. I mean, not every member of Parliament is going to agree with any views that, or all views that the Canadian government holds. And to say that just because he disagreed with the war in Afghanistan, or even the fact that he sent aid to the Palestinians in Gaza, is an absurd reason to ban him from the country. It's not like we're banning members of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or banning members of the Red Crescent, who also give aid to Palestinians in Gaza.
Federal MP Joyce Murray finds it difficult to establish how she feels about the issue because she wasn't privy to evidence provided by the Canadian Services Border Agency. In general, though, she believes in allowing freedom of speech.
Clearly, I don't agree with many of the ideas and actions of this British Member of Parliament. I don't have information about his activities that might have been behind the security ban. So I can't say whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing. And I think that we have to be very careful when we are preventing a British Member of Parliament from coming into Canada. There would have to be pretty solid reason. And it's not reason enough to say that I disagree with his ideas and his views.
Before making his decision, the judge mentioned there may be evidence to back Galloway's claim that this situation is purely the result of political influences and external lobbying. However, that evidence was not strong enough. Zara Jamal, Press TV, Vancouver.